talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was House Fire by Tyler Childers, and you may have recognized that song from the Landman series, which is pretty cool. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up next weekend, next Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with one of the sponsors of the Building Industry Networking Party that's going on next Friday evening from 6 to 9 at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And that would be Jeff Thompson with Carolina Energy Conservation. So thank you very much to Carolina Energy Conservation for sponsoring the Building Industry Networking Party happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show next Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. If you're in the building industry and you'd like to come to the party for free, just show us a business card when you arrive. And otherwise, anybody else, the tickets are $25, and that gets you free beer and wine. Complimentary beer and wine, and catered food. And those tickets are available on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We'll also be talking with Christy Potts with Alka Construction, Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes, Derek Schmelk with Oakmont Group, and Andy Barber with Generation Homes. And what do all four of those custom builders have in common? They will have three others will have a home on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, which is going on next Friday, January 30th, in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show. And the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, that is a ticketed event. It's being presented by Carolina Machine Finishing, and it's to benefit the Charleston Home Builders Association. Tickets are only $50 plus fees to get a ticket to the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. You can tour 7 custom-built houses, including the rebuilt Wedding Cake House on Sullivan's Island. You may be familiar with that Wedding Cake House. They call it that because it had 3 round tiers on the house. It's located at Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island, and it got damaged during Hugo and was never repaired, and they tore it down. And there's an amazing custom home that was built on that site that will be part of the tour. And if you are in the market to buy that house, you just have to have $16 million because that's how much they're asking for that house. But next Friday, you'll be able to walk through 7 different custom homes, including the $16 million house that was rebuilt on the site of the Wedding Cake House on Sullivan's Island that was rebuilt by Arnett Custom Homes. So definitely want to check. When do you ever get a chance to walk through a $16 million house? So get your tickets. The tickets are limited. They're going to sell out. So you better get yours pretty soon. They're only $50 plus fees. In addition to the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, which is happening on Friday, January 30th, the Charleston Home and Design Show goes all next weekend, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. We have free admission on Friday from 11 to 6. And then tickets Saturday and Sunday are only $5 a piece. So a real bargain. And we're in a brand new venue at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. So come check that out. Free parking all weekend as well. You can see two celebrity-inspired designer rooms. One is designed by Siwa Furniture and Design in the image of Darius Rucker. And the other room is designed by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture in the image of Tom Cruise. So there'll be two celebrity-inspired designer rooms. As soon as you walk in to the Charleston Home and Design Show, we're going to give you a free issue of our new free issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's got the lead guitarist with Hootie and the Blowfish, Mark Bryan, on the cover. And we have some amazing photos of his Charleston area home. And then we've got free design consultations with local interior designers and architects. So you don't want to miss. This is going to be an amazing home show. The Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And you can get tickets by visiting charlestonhomeanddesign.com for Saturday and Sunday, or just come Friday from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. for free admission. And our slogan is come for the ideas and leave with a plan, and you will definitely do that. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jeff Thompson with Carolina Energy Conservation, and we are very proud to have Carolina Energy Conservation as one of the sponsors of the Building Industry Networking Party going on next Friday, this coming Friday, at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 30th. And the party runs from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's open to building professionals at no charge. You just have to walk into the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point and show us a business card, tell us you're in the building industry, and we'll give you a couple of free drink tickets. And and then we've also we've got delicious catered food for the building industry networking party, shrimp and grits and sliders and bacon wrapped scallops, all sorts of really good stuff that's included when you come to the Building Industry Networking Party next Friday evening from 6 to 9 at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point. And if you're not in the building industry, you can purchase tickets for $25 at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But Jeff, thanks so much to Carolina Energy Conservation for sponsoring the party. We couldn't do it without you. And take a moment and tell our listeners all about Carolina Energy Conservation.
So thank you so much, first off, for having me on here. We love these types of events. Any kind of networking events, we're really big on, especially in the community. But so Carolina Energy Conservation's been around for about 18 years. I started in my garage in Surfside Beach in the Myrtle Beach area. And really what we specialize in is making homes more comfortable and energy efficient. I never thought that I would be kind of what they consider like a building scientist, but we go into homes and kind of analyze them, see what's going on, take a look at their insulation, take a look at, really the entire building envelope of the home. And then we make recommendations on, what we can do to make these homes more comfortable, more energy efficient. Code, as we say, is kind of the minimum. There's just so many other things that we can do to make these homes a lot more comfortable, and bring the bills down. So it's a lot of fun. It's nice to be able to kind of do a little bit of detective work on these homes. Every house is different, especially in the Charleston area. So it's a really cool thing to be able to do every day. We're pretty blessed by it.
So Carolina Energy Conservation, a homeowner calls you folks and you will do an inspection of the home to try to identify some of the weak points where there might be some air infiltration and things like that.
Yeah, so if somebody gives us a call and we'll go out and we'll talk to them about a home energy evaluation, which is free. And what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll go inside their attic space. We'll look in their excuse me. We'll look in their crawl space, and we'll take a look and see what's going on inside their home, just in general. We'll do a brief interview with them, as far as it goes, and speak with them about what's going on, as far as comfort concerns and energy concerns inside their home. And then, based off that analysis, we'll be able to go through and do some testing.
Okay. All right. And what kinds of solutions does Carolina Energy Conservation offer to a homeowner?
So what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll take a look, like I said, in their crawl space and attic. We'll use infrared testing and depending on the situation, a blower door. And then depending on what's going on inside the house, we'll make the recommendation of possibly removing the insulation that's up there, especially if it's old and it has debris in it, things like that. And we'll remove that, and then we'll seal the floor, which is air seal, right over the floor. And we use a type of spray foam for that. When most people think about a home, they think about the insulation, that's up there, but it's really the air seal of the floor deck that stops that air conditioning from leaving the house during the summer and the warm air from leaving during the winter months. So we want to go through and we want to seal all that up, and then we want to blow in a nice fresh blanket of cellulose insulation right over top of it. If it's a crawl space situation, we'll go in there and we want to see where the water's coming from. Is it groundwater? Is it coming in from the exterior, possibly no gutters, or is it a situation where we're just getting a lot of moisture because we get so much heat and humidity in here? And then we'll take a look at it and possibly bring in an encapsulation system, insulating the walls, a vapor barrier, on the floor, going up the piers, and then bring in dehumidification. If there's a large amount of water, sub pumps and perimeter piping to get that water out, very much like a basement situation up north. We want to get that water out of there, and then we can encapsulate after to really protect the ground floor of the house and really bring it inside the building envelope. We also have spray foam that we do as well. So we do quite a bit of that now. That's a very big market. Because what's going on is you've got so much heat and humidity that goes inside the attic space, and that's where your air handler is. Your heating and air is usually in the attic. So we need to bring that inside the building envelope too. Makes the units last longer, makes them way more energy efficient. And then, quite honestly, it's another cool place to be able to store stuff. When we did my house, the next thing my wife did was buy, a whole handful of Christmas decorations again, and that went right up there because now you can keep them up there. You can walk around up there. It's a lot more comfortable, that's for sure. So those are the main solutions that we'll provide for the home, depending on the situation. Modular homes, trailers and things like that that are open to the elements. That's a great application for spray foam. That's one of the most energy efficient things that you could do. To the home, because again, you want to seal up everything underneath. So again, you're not losing your heat during the winter and losing that cold air during the summer.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the attic and the crawl space as being the areas where homeowners where Carolina Energy Conservation typically helps homeowners. Over the years, I have interviewed different spray foam insulation companies, and they've said that that's where you're going to get the greatest impact in terms of having increasing your comfort level in your house and also saving the most amount of money is if you insulate the attic properly and also that crawl space. And it's a little different than you would think. You'd think the walls of the house would be where you need the most help, but it's the attic and crawl space, right?
Yeah, we call it our A, B, C priorities. You know, your A priority when it comes to energy efficiency is your attic. That's where you're losing and gaining the most. And then B is your basement or your crawl space. Because again, you know, it's either going to come from the bottom or it's going to come from the top. And then C is your condition space, you know, which is your area that you're keeping conditions. That's going through windows and doors and, you know, things like that. So again, you know, the attic, then the basement or crawl space, sealing those up, and then, you know, your condition space.
Well, this is really good timing to do this interview because of the cold weather that we're experiencing here in Charleston. And if you have drafty, if your home is drafty, or if you are kind of shocked by some of those high energy bills that you're getting, you definitely want to give Carolina Energy Conservation a call, or better yet, come visit them at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Friday, there's free admission for everyone. So you can come right in and talk to Carolina Energy Conservation. And if you'd like to come to the Building Industry Networking Party, you just have to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point between 6 and 9 p.m. on Friday evening. And tickets for the home show and the Building Industry Networking Party are available on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And if you don't make it on free admission Friday, you can always come on Saturday and Sunday. Admission is only $5 each day. So it's a pretty good value. And in the meantime, Jeff, how can folks get more information about Carolina Energy Conservation?
So they can always check us out on our website at carolinaec.com, or give us a call at our 843-748-0295. And then, you know, another one is we have a great YouTube channel. So that explains a lot about what we do. There's a lot of videos and things like that, so people can see how it pertains to them. There's a lot of energy saving tips. They can get more information. And of course, there's a link to our website and we have a home office, of course, on Highway 707 Myrtle Beach at 9516 Highway 707.
Well, that's great. Give that phone number one more time for Carolina Energy Conservation.
Yep, it's 843-748-0295.
All right, great. Well, special thanks to Carolina Energy Conservation for being one of the sponsors of the Building Industry Networking Party happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And the Building Industry Networking Party is a ticketed event. If you're not in the building industry, go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com to buy a ticket. And that includes free complimentary beer, wine, and catered food. And if you're in the building industry, all you have to do is show us a business card when you come to the party, and we'll get you right in there for free. Well, we've been talking with Jeff Thompson with Carolina Energy Conservation. And again, thanks so much to Carolina Energy Conservation for being a sponsor of the Building Industry Networking Party at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited about it.
And now we're talking with Christy Potts with Elka Construction, and we are very proud to have Elka Construction as one of the having one of the homes on the East Cooper, the first ever East Cooper luxury home tour, and that's happening next Friday. This Friday coming up, January 30th, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And the first ever East Cooper luxury home tour. It's part of the Charleston Home and Design Show going on at Patriots Point all that same weekend, Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. And we want everyone to take advantage of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. That is a ticketed event, and tickets are $50 per person plus tax and fees. And you can get those at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. How are you doing, Christy?
Good, good. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Well, thank you so much to Alka Construction for having one of the homes on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Christy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Alka Construction.
OK, Okay. Alka Construction, it's an award-winning custom luxury builder and developer located on Sullivan's Island. Alka originated here in Charleston in the late 1990s by the founder and owner Branko Demjanovic. Branko's originally from Sarajevo, and he has a background in engineering. Alka is the success it is today due to Branko's high-quality building process, his attention to detail, and his sleek, modern aesthetic. Over the years, Alka's received numerous awards, including the Guild Award. They've been featured in many nationwide magazines, such as Kitchen and Bath and House Beautiful. And twice, Alka Homes have been selected as the Charleston Symphony Show Homes in ION.
Well, very good. And I'm familiar with Alka Construction. Alka Construction helped develop Fulton, a small subdivision right near Boone Hall Plantation, right?
Absolutely. Where I lived as well. So great neighborhood.
Oh, you know what impressed me the most about the Fulton neighborhood? And this is a representation of the type of design and construction that the Alka Construction does. Is mm-hmm. all of the homes were designed by architects, and they had interior designers that were part of the process, and it really makes a big difference. And those were all custom homes that were built, and they yes. all sold out. And it's a beautiful little neighborhood. My compliments to Alka Construction. For the home that's going to be on the tour, it's located at 1616 Poe Avenue, and this is the builder's personal home.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the tour. So you can just imagine. Over the years, I've experienced where if the builder was building their personal home. A lot of the subcontractors and suppliers would kind of go overboard to provide materials and services that they might not, because they want to impress that builder, of course.
Absolutely. It's stunning. It's a stunning home. I'm excited for everyone to see it.
Yeah. And it's located at 1616 Poe Avenue on Sullivan's Island. It's a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath home. It's fully furnished, sculptural lighting and statement mirrors. And Christy, you said you've been in this home many times, right?
Many times. And the outdoor living area is as impressive as the inside as well. It's built around a pool and outdoor kitchen area. It's spectacular.
Well, that's great. Besides new construction, what other services does Alka Construction offer?
So, like you said, the new home construction, home renovation, land and neighborhood development, like as you mentioned with Fulton, and also consulting services.
Oh, very good. Very good. What types of homes or architectural styles is Alka Construction most known for?
I'd say most known for this a sleek, modern design aesthetic, and you'll see a lot of European influence in Branko's design. The European modern aesthetic blends like old world charm with contemporary refinement, and it's characterized by a lot of natural materials like stone, wood, and stucco. You'll also see a lot of clean lines, open floor plans, a focus on functionality and lots of natural light, and an emphasis on both indoor and outdoor flow. And as a result, you really get a sophisticated and timeless design.
That's beautiful. How does Alka Construction ensure high quality craftsmanship throughout the entire build process?
Well, Branko, who I've said is the owner and the founder, he oversees all of his projects personally. He's involved in the design and engineering decisions throughout the entire project. And, he loves helping clients refine and improve their ideas as we go through a build. He has developed a tremendous network of talented architects, engineers, surveyors, planners, subcontractors. And in fact, many of the subcontractors we work with have been with Alka since their first home in the Charleston area over 25 years ago. So the result of that is really a reliable, cohesive building process designed to deliver the highest quality homes that we think our customers deserve and that Alka is known for.
Yeah, the subcontractors, the right subcontractors make all the difference in the quality of a home. I remember a builder telling me that he got fired from a new construction job because the homeowners didn't like the work that the subcontractors were doing. So you're only as good as your subcontractor. So that says a lot about the relationships that Alka Construction has with their subs and suppliers. Well, how can folks get more information about Alka Construction?
Well, the best way probably is to visit our website, which is alka.construction.com. That's alka-construction.com. Our direct phone number, email is all on the site. Also, Alka likes to participate in events like this, like the East Cooper Home Tour, where you'll see their work. And last year, they were part of Art on the Beach Tour on Sullivan's, and they've been involved in art in Ion in the past. So feel free to reach out directly or look for Alka at future events and home tours.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned Ion. I know that Alka Construction's done a lot of work for homeowners in Ion as well. So that's
absolutely. They were one of the premier builders in Ion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then after Ion, they developed Fulton, which you mentioned, which was a 30 home community. And like you said, all of those homes were custom designed and, you know, all oriented to fit on the lots, the, you know, best utilization of the space, maximize light, everything. And so the result shows each home is like a true masterpiece of design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we want everyone to take advantage of this opportunity to walk through 7 custom-built homes next Friday, January 30th, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and tickets are only $50 to walk through 7 custom-built homes. And the nice thing about walking through the 1616 Poe Avenue home on Sullivan's Island built by Alka Construction is that the builder will be right there. This is his personal home, and the builder will be able to answer all your questions that you may have about how the home was constructed and some of the special features. So if you buy your tickets before they run out, we have a specific number of tickets, and once they're gone, they're gone. We don't want to overwhelm the neighborhoods or anything like that by just keep on selling tickets. They're only $50 plus tax and fees. Available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Christy Potts with Alka Construction. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And now we're talking with custom builder Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're very grateful to Arnett Custom Homes, who will have one of the 7 homes on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and this is a very it's a pretty noteworthy house. I guess you would call it a famous house. At least the site is kind of famous. Travis, can you tell us about the home that was built by Arnett Custom Homes and that will be on the tour on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, I would love to. So this house was formerly known by some as the Wedding Cake House. Due to the previous house that was on this point, that was circular in nature with tiers of circles or cylinders resembling a wedding cake, hence the name. We looked at renovating that building, but the type of construction, the condition that the building was in, building round has its own difficulties. And it was decided that it just needed to come down and put a new building in its place. What's really unique, first and foremost, is the site. There's not another one like it that I can think of anywhere. Maybe the lighthouse at Morris Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got almost more than 180 degree views of the ocean in every direction. You look back at Breach's Inlet and the bridge across at Isle of Palms, then at the sandbar, then at the ocean, then at Sullivan's, the beach at Sullivan's. It's just one of a kind. And then the house that we built there is unique itself. Part of the design was to have an ode to the previous house. We do have some, the porches are circular. And they create just wonderful views as well. So you really have to go to the edge of the porch just to see any land. It's almost like the house is floating in the water, and it's pretty unique from that standpoint.
That's right.
The pool is pool and spa are underneath the house. You know, half of the pool is hidden underneath the house, and then the rest of it goes right out to the rocks, where you could, you know, you feel like you're almost in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of outdoor open space, those types of amenities, the views from the kitchen, the dining, the living room, the scullery. When you wake up, the views from any of the bedrooms are just picturesque. So we were really excited to be selected to be the builder of this home. And what else would you like to know?
Well, so it all started as the it was called the Wedding Cake House because the previous structure on that site of Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island, as you mentioned, it was a round shape house, so it had like a large round space on the ground level, and then a smaller round space in the middle, and then an even smaller round space on top. So it did resemble a wedding cake from that standpoint. And from what I read in the Post and Courier, it got damaged during Hurricane Hugo, and it really never got repaired after that. And so the house stood vacant for many, many years, and it was just too much of a challenge to try to remodel that original wedding cake house, right?
Yeah, it was going to cost too much for what we could, the house would allow us to do to it. Right. Probably take longer to build.
Right.
So the site itself has its own challenges. The house itself, the original house, was built on a World War II installation, military installation, and the foundation was, in fact, round, and that's why that house was round. We actually did not remove that foundation. We incorporated it into our own foundation as an anchor or a pile, might be the best description there for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you've got, I'm looking at the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. There's a 16 page, mini feature, about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And this particular house is one of seven homes that folks will be able to walk through on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And tickets are required for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. They're $50 plus tax and fees. And you can get those tickets at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But what one of the things that I think is very compelling about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is these homes are private residences. They're not open to the public. In this case, this particular home on Breach Inlet that Arnett Custom Homes constructed, this house is actually for sale, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And what is the asking price?
I'm not sure I wanted to be quoted, but I think it's close to $16
million. $16 million. So just think about that. How often do you get a chance to walk through a $16 million house? It would be a little weird to call up a real estate agent and say, hey, I want to walk through this particular house. They'd say, really? Are you sure you can afford a $16 million? I don't know how they vet the people to walk through, but eventually you would have to say, come up with some grand lie about why this is just not going to fit your needs or whatever. But in this case, you don't have to do any of that silly nonsense. You just go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, buy yourself and another person a ticket. They're only $50, and you get to walk through seven homes that are, you know, multi-million dollar homes, including the newly rebuilt custom home at the former site of the wedding cake house, which a lot of people know about on Sullivan's Island. So talk about some of the features of the home itself, because I'm looking at the description of this particular house. Trimless interior molding package, Venetian plaster ceilings. How is what are Venetian plaster ceilings? How do they differ from sheetrock?
Well, there's sheetrock behind the plaster. In the bedrooms, all of the ceilings are vaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had placed Venetian plaster up there for some kind of effect. When you get to the house, you'll see that it's, you know, a modern looking house with a lot of it's all stucco now. All stucco, the porches are stones, the loggias is stone, the front porch is stone. We've got hardwoods throughout the interior. But looking to keep with the hard materials, you know, from a design aesthetic. So stone, stucco, plaster, which has more of a stone feel. Rather than just painted drywall.
Mm-hmm.
So
neat.
We've got a cast in place or a cast surround for the fireplace. And I think we also have some Venetian plaster, going on there as well. Got the big accordion doors that everyone loves when you've got great weather outside. I think they're maybe 18, 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, you open both of those up and the whole house just gets so much bigger when you incorporate the porch.
Yeah. And those accordion doors, they kind of meld the indoor living space to the outdoor living space, right?
That's right. That's why we love Charleston.
Yeah.
And Sullivan's Island.
That's right. Well, it sounds like an amazing home. I've interviewed you at the site when it was still under construction, and I know that that the folks that are buying tickets for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour are going to be blown away when they visit this particular house on Sullivan's Island. And so we want everyone to, tickets are limited. They're starting to sell pretty briskly now. We are limiting the tickets so that we don't overwhelm the neighborhoods or anything like that. So get your tickets before the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour sells out at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They're only $50 plus tax and fees. And in the meantime, Travis, how can folks get in touch with Arnett Custom Homes?
Yeah, absolutely. They can email us. They can find us on the internet, arnettcustomhomes.com. They can call our office at 843-271-8668. Happy to talk to anybody. We love building custom homes. Just passion of mine and my whole team that we have. So.
And the owner of this house, the former Wedding Cake House on Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island, he is a repeat customer of Arnett Custom Homes, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've done several projects for him over the years, from downtown to Sullivan's Island. This will be our third project on Sullivan's. We did some luxury condos. It was our first Sullivan's project with him, known as the Sullivan's House on Middle Street. And then we did his personal home a couple of years ago as well on Sullivan's. Mm-hmm. So love repeat business. We like taking clients and turning them into repeat clients.
Well, that speaks volumes about Arnett Custom Homes, because the fact that the homeowner would rehire Arnett Custom Homes over and over again, obviously you have a very happy customer on your hands, and that speaks a lot about you and your team at Arnett Custom Homes. So congratulations on that, and look forward to you'll be at the home for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, so you can talk directly to Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes, and thanks so much, Travis, for taking time out of your schedule to tell us about the rebuilt home on the site of the Wedding Cake House on Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island. Thanks so much, Travis.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
And now we're talking with custom builder Derek Schmelk with the Oakmont Group, and we are very proud to have the Oakmont Group as part of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour that's happening Friday, January 30th, in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening Friday through Sunday, January 30th through February 1st in Patriots Point. And because we're bringing the Charleston Home and Design Show to Mount Pleasant, we thought, wouldn't it be great to also have a home tour as part of the show? And custom builder Derek Schmelk with Oakmont Group was very kind to have one of the houses, one of the seven houses on the tour. And we're talking to Derek now. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Derek, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Oakmont Group.
Oakmont Group, we started about 10 years ago, and we started just doing renovations. We primarily work in Mount Pleasant, specifically Old Mount Pleasant, Old Village, and surrounding area. And we've kind of geared into more custom home new construction. We still do some renovations, but mainly do new construction homes over 3,000 square feet.
Very good. And tell our listeners about the house that will be on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th.
Yeah, we're really proud of this one. We've been working really hard to, over the past year, finish it up. It's about 5,300 square feet, pretty good size house. Yeah. And six bedrooms, 5.5 baths, perfect for large family, plus some guests. It's a really good setup for entertaining as well. We have kind of open concept feel for the kitchen and living room, and then very large deck for sitting plus dining on the first floor that leads out to an outside pool, pretty good sized pool. I think it's roughly 30 feet by 16 foot pool. Mm. And then additional barbecue area and outdoor bar. So it's pretty awesome. And then second floor has a bonus room, large bonus room for kids or guests. And then that leads out to another second floor outdoor deck as well. We do have a frog, so a separate private room above the garage with a full bathroom And then the master or primary bathroom and suite is very private. On the other side of the house, with large vaulted ceilings, and then a separate office off of that. So it's got some good details, kind of a low country feel, and we're again pretty proud of it. It's on a larger lot. It's in Old Mount Pleasant, in a pretty good sized lot, 0.35 acres, and really good location to the beach and downtown.
Oh, that sounds great. And I've been telling our listeners, a lot of people who buy tickets to a home tour, they're looking for ideas and inspiration because they have a project coming up themselves, or they are also one of the added bonuses is they're shopping. They want to talk to the builders that are part of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And in this case, you can definitely talk to custom builder Derek Schmelk about your own project. But the nice thing about this particular, the Oakmont Group home that will be on the tour is this house is for sale. And so I know you'll be happy to talk to homeowners about doing a project for them in the future. And some people might say, it's kind of a drawn out process. It's going to be a year plus to have a custom home built for me. This is such a beautiful custom home. I want to go ahead and buy this home, and you won't even have to jump through all the hoops that's involved with building a custom home, right?
That's right. Some houses take some time, especially with the permitting, and we were able to streamline that process and add some great features to the house, like waterfall island, additional bar, features that are, custom home, but kind of just designed with a family in mind. So yes, if you want a move in ready house, bring a suitcase, this is the one for you. Mm.
Sounds great. Well, tell our listeners the address of this home that's going to be on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, happening Friday, January 30th. And all the homes are located in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And what's the address of the Oakmont Group home that will be on the tour?
Yeah, again, this is in Old Mount Pleasant neighborhood, and the address is 1335 Erckmann Drive. That's Erckmann Drive in Old Mount Pleasant.
And the house is finished. You've got the CO, and it's currently for sale. So in addition to getting some great ideas and inspiration for your own project, you might want to check out possibly buying this home. So, and Derek, if folks wanted to get in touch with you and talk about a big remodel project or to build a custom home, how can they reach you at the Oakmont Group?
Yeah, they can call me directly at 843-696-5035. They can also go to our website, which is oakmontgroupinc.com.
All right, great. And if you're interested in buying tickets, tickets are limited. We don't sell a lot of them because we don't want to overwhelm the neighborhoods or anything like that. And so the tickets are limited. They're available for $50 plus tax and a small fee. And at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And a big donation will be made to the Charleston Home Builders Association as well from the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Well, we've been talking with custom builder Derek Schmelk with the Oakmont Group, and thanks so much to the Oakmont Group for agreeing to have one of their homes on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And limited tickets are available. We're still in the early bird pricing at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to show it off.
And now we're talking with custom builder Andy Barber with Generation Homes. And Generation Homes is has one of the seven custom-built homes on the first-ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. And all of these homes are in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is all part of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening at Patriots Point, also on Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. How are you, Andy?
Doing good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me about the Generation Homes home that will be on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Can you tell us about the home that Generation Homes built?
Sure. This is a brand new home. It's actually finishing construction now. It should be ready by the tour date. And it's nestled extremely convenient in the old village right across from Moultrie Middle School. We're mm-hmm. at the corner of Simmons and Rose Lane. This is about a 2,100 square foot custom home we're putting together. It is for sale, and it's a great little home, extremely convenient location. It's a cute little cottage design that Jody Crosby, a local designer, has put together for us. And it's really going to be a beautiful little compact, cozy home nestled right there in the village that's just convenient to everything.
Fantastic location in the old village and highly sought after. Everybody seems to want to live in the old village of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, it is, like I said, it's right there at the corner of Rose Lane and Simmons Street. If anybody knows where Brown Fox Coffee is, we're literally next door to it. They back up next to Brown Fox Coffee. So
nice.
It's they say location is everything, and this house has it. So
sure. Well, tell. I'm going to read off of. We have a feature in our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a 16-page feature on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and let me just describe a few of the bullet points of what folks will see at this home. It was designed by a Apricity Home. There are impact rated windows, and for some of our listeners may not know what that means. What are impact rated windows?
Yeah, so the windows that we use in our homes are impact-rated windows. They're, for the lack of a better term, hurricane-resistant windows. So when there is a hurricane approaching the coast, you're not going to be hanging off the side of your house trying to screw or nail up plywood to cover all your openings. These windows are built and tested to withstand the impact of flying debris. So, it's just another feature we put in all of the homes Generation Homes builds is all of the glazing in the house is impact resistant. So it's typically it's windshield glass like you have in your car mm-hmm. is what we use in our windows.
Yeah. And you don't have to wait for a hurricane for those impact rated windows to help you because they also help you with 24/7 security. It's gonna take an awful lot for someone to break through one of those windows.
Yeah, they also considering the location of this house, they also provide a lot of noise reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Help keep everything nice and quiet.
There's a gas range and tankless water heater.
Yep, we typically put in either propane or natural gas. This house will have propane. And it will run the gas cooktop and Rinnai tankless gas water heater.
Oh yeah, very energy efficient, and everybody loves cooking with gas. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
The main level is where the primary suite is located, and that's another thing. People don't like climbing stairs, so that's this is not an elevated house, by the way, so it must not be in the flood zone.
No, it's not. It's in the overlay district in the town, but it is not in a flood zone. So it's a crawl space design house. So it's a cottage style. So it sits low to the ground. The main level does have the primary suite with a bathroom, large walk-in shower, soaking tub, large custom closet, master closet, and then the living room, dining room, kitchen are kind of a semi-open plan. They wrap around the staircase, so it gives you a little bit of privacy from dining to living, split by the kitchen. But it's a really neat little laid out plan. And then there's also a laundry room off of the kitchen that goes to the back entrance to the driveway that has a stack washer and dryer that we'll be providing as part of the home. Little prep area, wine fridge, and some pantry storage back there as well.
Well, you mentioned it's a cottage, you know, cottage size home, but it sounds like it's packed with a lot of custom features. There's an upstairs media loft and expansive front porch as well. And I'm looking at the photo of the house in Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's also got a Galvalume metal roof, which everybody loves here in the raindrops in the summertime on that aluminum roof.
Yeah, it's we actually did a full blown standing seam metal roof. We originally were going to use a Galvalume roof.
Oh, okay.
And at the end we dropped back and just, you know, for that neighborhood, several of the houses there on that neighborhood have either standing seam or Galvalume, and the full blown standing seam metal roof is just a much better look, and you know, at that price point, it's pretty much needs to be standard. So we went the full blown metal roof, and yes, it does have the front porch is 8 feet, 9 feet deep by 30 feet long. So, you know, again, that typical low country cottage, just a full front porch that looks out over Rose Lane. And you're right there at the corner, you know, again, right across the Moultrie Middle School. So you can literally, from the front porch and the back deck on the house, you can see the farmer's market, the school. You can even watch the Christmas parade, Mount Pleasant Christmas parade.
Oh, that's
from
great.
The back deck. So it's right there.
Nice, nice. Well, we want everyone to come out for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And this is a ticketed event. Tickets are $50 plus tax and fees. Half the proceeds benefit the Charleston Home Builders Association, which I know, Andy, you are very involved with the Charleston HBA as well. So it's a very good cause, and in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Generation Homes?
Our website is pretty simple, generationhomessc.com.
Very good. Generationhomessc.com. Once again, come out for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.